Are you living in the world of illusion? Has your disbelief been suspended and you're simply taking everything you read, hear, watch, and see all around you as reality? Have we allowed culture to define who we are, what we should believe, and how we should feel about each other? If so, today's truth I'm sharing may be just for you. We all love to watch movies or read fiction novels and get lost in the story. What happens is we suspend our disbelief. In college, I majored in broadcasting and communications. Part of my studies included different media classes and film studies to understand a broad scope of media. Suspension of disbelief is the intentional avoidance of critical thinking or logic and examining something surreal, such as a work of speculative fiction, in order to believe it for the sake of enjoyment. We step into the story and intentionally avoid thinking things like, this could never happen, or question why the main character decided to run for safety into the dark, creepy woods when they could have driven away in the running car. We simply believe what we see, hook, line, and sinker, all for the sake of enjoyment and getting carried away in some make-believe magic or science fiction futuristic fairy tale. I couldn't help but think of Zoom meetings, where from the waist up, we're all business, but waist down, what you don't see are usually pajama pants and slippers. We buy into what we see. Think about what you see, hear, read, and take in on a daily basis. Have you suspended your disbelief all for the sake of theatrical performances and drama we are fed by the world? My heart has been unsettled at times, and often I feel I need to get up and get out of the theater. You know what I mean? Enough is enough. I'm done buying into this story culture is trying to sell me. I'm out. If you find yourself feeling the same way, take that as a red flag to remind yourself of what is true, and that is this. If you're believing any person, party, or affiliation will save you and bring peace to this world, you are living in a state of suspended disbelief. If you believe people, flesh and blood, men and women created in the image of God are your enemy, you're living in a state of suspended disbelief. It's time, church, to get up and leave the theater. Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. A friend inspired me recently by saying these words, I am not your enemy. Your neighbor, even if they voted differently from you, is not your enemy. Red, yellow, black, white, and tan-skinned men, women, and children are not your enemy. Rise up, church, and remember the banner over us is love. If we walk in any other way, we do not walk in the love of Christ. Get your armor on and know what is true and be ready to stand for it. Do not settle into the pattern and storyline this world is frantically trying to mold you into and prove to you that it's true. It's an illusion. Renew your mind daily on the Word of God so you can test and know when you're surrounded by wolves in sheep's clothing. Do not suspend your disbelief when it comes to your faith, what is true, and the condition of your heart. Jesus said in Matthew 10:16 to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We must be wise to identify the real enemy among us, and we must be clothed in peace and love. That's the truth. You are not my enemy. That's an illusion written by the father of lies, and I will refuse to buy into it. God loves us all and sent his son to save all who will believe in him. It's the truth that has been written from the beginning to the end, and it's the story I choose to believe. I'm Lori Klein.